Republican Steve Lynch made headlines this summer when he promised to confront school boards over masking mandates.
You go into school boards to remove them. That's what you do. They don't follow the law. They don't follow the law. You go in and you remove them. I'm going in with 20 strong men. I'm going to speak in front of the school board, and I'm going to give them an option. They can leave or they can be removed.
That's Lynch in a now-viral video taken at a rally in Harrisburg. A personal trainer and newcomer to local politics, the Facebook page for Lynch's campaign is also full of anti-vax memes. Political analyst and former Lehigh Valley Congressman Charlie Dent, a lifelong Republican, says this shows the impact that Donald Trump has had on the party.
Obviously, the Trump factor is now kind of spilling into local politics.
And Dent says that means candidates are focused on national issues in municipal elections.
In fact, he could say much of local politics has become quite national. And I think that's what we're witnessing in Northampton County today. The nationalization of local politics, for better or for worse. And I suspect in this case, for the worse.
He then takes to a microphone just a few short weeks ago and terrorizes school board members.
That's current county executive and Lynch's opponent, Democrat Lamont McClure.
Such that the superintendent of Northampton Area School District had to reach out to the Northampton County Sheriff to get sheriff deputies there to protect the school board members because they were terrorized. And, you know, Lynch is a domestic terrorist, and he needs to be treated as such.
To that end, McClure has refused to debate his opponent, saying he does not want to provide a platform for further threats. Lynch has not responded to requests for an interview. But in an interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer, he acknowledged his participation on January 6th, calling the experience, quote, amazing. However, Lynch claims he did not breach the Capitol building. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.